McDearman, Sister. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. March 25, 1907. Dear Sister McDearman, I have been very sorry to hear of your sickness. I wish that I could visit you, but this would seem a long journey to me, and my time is so taken up with duties that demand writing that I cannot leave my work to go so far away from home. I believe the Lord will raise you up to remain with us for a time. I am now 5 months in my 80th year, and yet I continue my writing as diligently as when I was much younger. I want to see you very much. If you recover, will you not come to California? If you do this, Edson and Emma will make a good home for you. There are nice places that they can rent, and I believe the climate of California will be better for you than that of Colorado. Will you not come if the Lord spares your life? We would not ask you to go to Battle Creek, for the climate there is cruel. In winter it is severely cold, and in the summer, very hot. We would prefer that you stay in Boulder rather than to go to Battle Creek. Please consider my proposition, for it is as much for Emma's benefit as for your own. It will be a blessing to her to have you with her. Nashville is not the best climate for her. Please make up your mind to try the climate of California, and then your little family can be together. You will be pleased with the change. Later, April 8th. I have been talking with Edson in reference to your coming to California. Edson feels that it is essential for him to be near a printing house. He has books to write, and if he is near a printing office, he can be a help to the office, and the office a help to him. It will save time and money for you to move where Emma will be, and that is at Mountain View. The climate there is considered excellent. It is not too hot in summer, neither is it too cold in winter. It would be the best thing in the world for you to be where your daughter is, for she can have a care for you. Now, will you trust to our judgment and secure a good home in California? I write this because I verily believe that this would be an excellent place for you, my sister. If you come to Mountain View, we can visit you often. You are now so far away that we cannot do this. The Lord has spared your life, for which we are thankful. And we hope that you will consent to come to Mountain View, and that the climate may be an advantage to you. We do want the pioneers of this message to live as long as God wishes them to, and to have every advantage. Praise the Lord, and keep your heart uplifted to Him, because He loves you. He has given His life for you. Keep up your courage, and trust in the Lord, for in Him is our hope and life. He will strengthen you, we believe. With love to you and those who care for you.